bottle-to-bottle recycling facility brings first for Africa technology to the Western Cape. We speak to Chandru Watwani, joint MD of Extrapet, and Cara Levy, Petco's marketing manager. Welcome to you both.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Chandru, may we please start with you? What is so special about this First for Africa technology?
So this technology is made by an Austrian company called Erema. It's their new range of bottle-to-bottle recycling systems. This one is VacuNite. It was first launched in Europe probably about 2, maximum 3 years ago. We went to have a look at it close to 2 years ago and placed an order of March of last year. And I'm proud to say it's the first VacuNite system coming onto the African continent.
Now, when will your facility come on stream and what will its output capacity be?
So the good news is the machines finally arrived last week. We are now frantically positioning, erecting and commissioning, and all going well. We'll be up and running in the month of November, so not long to go. And that will add an additional 15,000 metric tons per annum of food-grade rPET output onto the market.
Chandru, why is it so important for brand owners to design their bottles with a circular economy in mind?
So many reasons. The most important is to be mindful that we live on a planet with limited resources. And for us to design products in a linear fashion where they're designed to end up as waste squanders resources that are finite. By making your product circular, you've designed in it an end of life that acts as raw material to become that same product in its next life, and hence circularity. Without brand owners being part of that process, the reality is we will have products that are designed to fail, sadly, and will end up being linear, heading straight into the environment.
In the same vein, what is the importance of design to ensure that packaging can be collected and recycled in South Africa?
So again, I think every territory has to be mindful of the logistics with which it operates. Africa works on a very informal collection system, and as much as we aspire to have separation at source, formal systems, the reality is we have to be mindful that products are picked for recycling as opposed to auto-sorted at domestic level. If brand owners aren't mindful about the weight of their product, for example, and make their packaging too light or too small, the reality is it won't be collected, let alone be recycled. You then have challenges around adding pigments. So in terms of PET, the only bottles that are truly circular in a South African context are those that are clear or light blue. Anything that has a pigment either has to be downcycled, or if it's a very heavy pigment, like an opaque bottle, as we see in the dairy industry, those are sadly destined for landfill. Being mindful of the closure and the label they use as well will influence the outcome of the collectability, as well as then ultimately the recyclability of that bottle.
How well is South Africa currently doing in terms of recycling, and what will this facility mean?
So South Africa has, for the better part of the last 20 years, been an exemplary performer in terms of PET, post-consumer recovery and recycling. We're currently at the 64% threshold recovered. That is ahead of many European countries. At the end of the day, it's certainly the leader on the African continent. Having said that, along with Petco and their members, we're mindful that there's still 36% out there. And in a growing economy with growing populations, the quantum you don't collect also becomes sizable. And this plant now adds new capacity to allow us to go and collect more bottles.
Cara, over to you. How have Petco as a responsibility organization and Extrapet as its recycling partner been working together over the past 20 years?
So we've had a very good working relationship over the last 20 years. I unfortunately wasn't around to see the beginning of it, but Extrapet has been a great partner in terms of enabling Petco as a producer responsibility to actually ensure that the bottles that are collected on behalf of our members have somewhere to go and to be processed and to become new and useful materials, whether that is, as Chandru said, becoming a brand new PET plastic bottle or inputs into food grade packaging, or as the sister company of Extrapet does, they make polyester staple fiber, which can be used for inputs into things like duvets and your jackets and cushions, car mats and things like that. So they've been an extremely important partner as one of our recycling partners, enabling our bottles that we collect to become something new and useful.
What campaigns are currently being run to change the way South Africans think about recycling?
So we've got two campaigns running. The first one is called The Reasons to Recycle. And what we've done is that we've built interactive screens that will go into shopping malls in Cape Town and Johannesburg, which is the first kind of phase and pilot of the project. And what it is it's interactive screens that basically have different tiles that people can go and interact with. There are promoters there as well that represent us. And it basically highlights the different reasons why you should or why you could start recycling, hopefully just to increase the amount of awareness around the different reasons. I think, you know, many South Africans don't understand the income opportunities or the benefits to the environment or the benefits to the economy that recycling actually has. And so we're just trying to increase awareness around that and hopefully just help a few more people to understand the different reasons why they could or should start partaking. And the second campaign that we're running at the moment is a docuseries, which can be found on our YouTube channel, which is Petco Official. And there it is 6 episodes, each with a different topic. And we interview members of the Petco team, people within the recycling and collection recycling value chain, as well as some experts. And Chandra is featured there as one of the experts. So each of the episodes tackle a different topic, all the way from is labeling on packaging important, or is recycling important, or what does the value chain look like, just to increase awareness and education around what is actually going on in South Africa, because I think a lot of people don't actually know. A lot of people think, why should I do it? Where does it go? Does something happen to it? And there's really a whole industry and that happens around recycling in South Africa, which we're trying to just shed a bit of a light on.
So how can ordinary South Africans start collecting and packaging for recycling at home?
The process really starts when you're shopping. And I want to encourage people to, when they are at the shelf, have a look, see what their packaging is made of. There is hopefully going to be a further rollout of what we call an unpack recycling label, which you might have seen on some products like Woolworths, where it actually says bottle recyclable, label recyclable, cap recyclable. And we encourage consumers to actually purchase products that are recyclable and preferably that actually include recycled content, which we encourage people to look for. And then once we do that, we go home, we drink, we eat, we consume, packaging really increases the life and protects the products that we are actually wanting to consume. I always say, you know, there's a very fine line between food waste and packaging that's fit for purpose and actually lands up protecting the food that we have. We've got a huge food waste problem in South Africa. So once we've finished enjoying the food products and the drinks that we use, we encourage people to just separate in their homes or at their workplaces, which means putting your recyclable packaging into one bag or bin and your non-recyclable and food waste. I mean, the optimal thing is to also have a separate bag for compost, which hopefully we'll start to move to and see more of that happening. But it's really just about making sure that your recyclable packaging is actually separate from the items that are going to landfill. And once you've done that, you've got a recycling station at home. So whether that means 2 bins, whether it means 1 bin and 1 bag, whether it means 1 black bag, which is for the landfill bound items, and 1 clear bag for your recyclable items. And then you just need to dispose of it responsibly. So there are two ways that this can be done. You can either get your recyclable packaging collected. So some of us, I'm based in Cape Town, and I know that some people in Cape Town are lucky enough to have what's called curbside collection, which is run by the municipality. And that means that you can just literally leave your clear bag out on your recycling day and the city will collect it for you free of charge, costs the city, but not the household. Or you can hire a SMME. So it's as simple as literally saying, typing into Google, recycling collection service, Wynberg, which is where I'm based at the moment. And there should be collection services that pop up. Or you can leave it out for a waste picker. So there's a lot of informal waste pickers that are working in South Africa to do a lot of the work that people don't do in order to actually ensure that those recyclable packaging items are separated from waste. And we encourage people to engage with them and speak to them and ask them what they're interested in collecting, and then to leave out those items in a clear bag. Alternatively, you can take your recyclable packaging to a drop-off site, or if you're actually wanting to make a little bit of money back from those items, you can take them to what's called a buyback center. So there are lots of different ways, and it's actually very easy. I think a lot of people think, where must I start? But it's actually quite simple. And I think once you start doing it and you start seeing, I mean, for example, my black bag on bin day, I've got a compost little packet that I have. I've got my recycling and I've got my black bin bag for my waste. And that black bin is basically empty. It's got very little things in it. So yeah, I think it's just about starting, doing simple, Googling, following us on social media. And we give a lot of tips and tricks away. And yeah, finding out from people who do what they do in their area. And there obviously aren't drop-off sites everywhere around South Africa, but just having the conversations and doing a bit of research.
Great. Tandru, any last thoughts from you or a message to South Africans? Wisdom, recycling wisdom from you.
I think you read my mind, because I did have one burning last point. It's to stress that as much as we task brand owners to be mindful around design, as much as partnerships of Petco and Extrabet and the like spearhead collection and recycling, as much as we do a lot of work with converters to embed recycled material in higher and higher rates into products, ultimately it's the consumer that influences the outcome of a cleaner environment. And that's based on the premise of recycling, of collecting and do what? If we don't have end use and offtake from consumers, then sadly all the efforts go for naught. So I would really encourage consumers to firstly get, we task brand owners to design their products appropriately for recycling. Partnerships like Petco and Extrapet ensure on recovery and recycling. Put in a lot of work with converters to technically embed recycled material into packaging without affecting its functionality. Ultimately, it's a consumer. If consumers don't support the drive to use more products that have recycled material, then sadly, all these efforts are for naught. So really, my message would be to everyone is to engage in the subject of recycling, become educated on the back of programs like this, and ultimately your behavior will influence in the shape of purchasing products that have recycled content. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. That was Tandru Wadhwani of Extrapet and Cara Levy of Petco speaking to BizNews about a new bottle-to-bottle recycling facility that brings First for Africa recycling technology to the Western Cape. Thank you both.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.